Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it is your fun Friday episode of the week, and I'm so excited to have you here. You know we're going to start every episode with scripture. So our scripture this week was an excerpt out of Luke chapter 10, verse 37. And he said, "The one who showed compassion to him," then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." Now again, to make this understand, you may need to go back and listen to our spiritual kickoff this week, because this is actually the very end of the parable of the Good Samaritan. I really took some time to unpack that scripture in the spiritual kickoff. And also, it's funny, Riley Meek, our guest from Wednesday, he talked about this scripture as well. So you had two chances this week, guys, to really get some insight into this scripture, how you can simplify and apply this to your life. So I pray, go back, take the time, listen to it, and see how you can take this concept that Jesus is teaching here and apply it to your life. And speaking of that conversation with Riley, it was powerful. I mean, so much insight from him. So go back, check it out. The thing he's doing at the King's Council is very impactful. Love how he's challenging the mindset, right? The mindset is so important. And speaking of mindset, I just want to share some things within our community. Like, our community is growing, and we're helping each other grow in our own mindset and how we can be the leaders God intends us to be in our together within the line within us. So look, if you haven't taken the time yet to join the community, what are you waiting on? Guys, this is important. I'll give you a couple of little excerpts here from what guys are saying within the community, what they want help with. One right here: "Would love for this to be a tool for iron to sharpen iron." And another guy says, "I want an opportunity to grow in Christ with a community of fellow believers who are seeing the same darts of lies that come to us as disciples, fathers, husbands, brothers, and friends." Hey, I got one guy here says, "Look, I need support dealing with porn, scripture, and prayers to help me be less distracted." Guys are being real, guys. They're bringing it, and we're getting together. We're having conversations that are helping push us to be the leaders that God intends us to be. So guys, again, that was straight out of our community. When you hop in, you'll see directly what we're talking about. These are conversations that are making a difference. From our mastermind group, to our Bible study, to our line lunches, any chance we get to get together, and we get together a lot, we have opportunities to grow. And that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. Of course, we have our live Ask Me Anything events with guests from the previous show. And guys, you can't access any of this, any of it, unless you're within a community. So I pray you take some action there. Join the community. It's a 30-day free trial. Definitely want you to be a part of it so you can engage with us, me directly, ask questions, and look, let's grow together. Now, on our Fun Fridays, you know, I'm going to give you three tips, a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. Okay. So for your health tip, I'm going to try to stick all these things around the entrepreneurial life because Riley just has me so jacked up on this, right? From a health tip, I want you to think about this. The entrepreneurial life can be stressful. Okay. So before you start venturing down that path, make sure you're integrating solid routines from diet and exercise into your daily walk. Because seriously, you're going to get so bogged down that the first thing that's going to go is going to be your health. You know, you're going to stop going to the gym, or you're going to stop, you know, doing meal prep, and you'll start picking up fast food. And when you see these things happening, you have to be self-aware enough to stop. And you got to make these areas non-negotiable, guys, period. Look, I get it. We all want financial success, but that's not a reason to treat your body like crap. It's not. You got to get active. And I'm talking about, you need to get active every day. Mix it up too. Cardio, strength, all different things. Look, maybe you like to do jujitsu or boxing or different things, whatever it is, but you need to just mix it up because your body needs to be ready to support the journey that you're going to put it under. If you're going to go under and try to grow a business or to do a side hustle or anything that you feel like God's calling you to do, you're going to have your health in a good position. So make sure you take care of it. So put those items in place, right? Make them non-negotiables. And then you'll be able to lean in and do the work that he's called you to do. For me, that means, look, I'll have to work out early in the mornings. I get the workouts done. And then also I have a tracking app for food. And when I'm slipping is when I'm not tracking. And look, right, I'm going to be straight up with you. Right now, I'm not tracking. I'm not tracking the food. I'm slipping a little bit there. So I know I have to tighten it back up and get on it. But one thing that's definitely a non-negotiable for me is the workout stuff, man. Like, get the workouts in. Mix it up. Don't just do the same thing day in and day out. Start pushing yourself. Definitely start, you know, for me, pushing heavier weights. Now, again, I'm not telling you to do anything if your doctor says you shouldn't do it. So obviously consult a doctor first. But look, let's get active. Let's take care of our bodies so we can do his work. Now, from a wealth tip standpoint, my tip here is going to be, don't burn the ships prematurely. Okay. So we often overestimate what we can do in 12 to 24 months. We do. We overestimate what we can do there, but we often underestimate what we can do in 5 or 10 years. This is proven. So you need you to step back and put on those longer vision goggles. Okay. Particularly when you're looking at finances and potential career changes, things like that. So before going all in on something, find ways to conduct what I like to call controlled experiments. Right? Test it. Once you see some sustained success in some areas and you start seeing patterns, at that point, you'll be making a solid business decision. And that becomes a lot easier. Okay. It's a lot less stressful if you're starting to prove this stuff out. Okay. And in that case, once you've proven it out and you can see a good business, a path forward, that leap of faith is still a leap, but it makes a lot more sense to burn those ships at that point. And that's a much wiser decision. Okay. So just be careful on burning those ships prematurely. Now, for a self tip, I want you guys to help your kids explore entrepreneurial life. Okay. Now, Riley and I talked about it on ways you could do that, particularly from a schooling education standpoint. But I want to get a little bit more practical, just on simple ways they could do it. It could be as simple as babysitting, or just doing yard work, or maybe your kid's good at baking. And look, all right, make them help them start a bake sale, right? These are all ways that your children can learn about entrepreneurial life and how they could actually have their own business. This is going to teach them about sales, marketing, customer service, finance, schedule management, right? There are so many things they can absorb from these opportunities. This is stuff that they're not being taught in school. There's no schools teaching this. Now, this may be a new area for you as well. It has been for me. In that case, learn with them. I mean, that's a fun part of a journey. Just learn with them as you go. The thing that you want to do is get them exposed to so many different types of ideas. That's just going to open the world up to so many wonderful things. Seek out other entrepreneurs as well for guidance. Okay. So you don't feel like you have to do this alone, but don't miss the chance to plant a little seed that could change their life. Right now, you have the opportunity as a father to make a huge impact on your children. Give them the opportunity to learn and grow, understand the entrepreneurial world in ways that nobody else is going to give them this chance. Okay? So there are your three tips, guys, for that entrepreneurial life from a health standpoint. It can be stressful, so make sure you have those non-negotiables in place. From a wealth tip, don't burn those ships too prematurely. A self tip, help your kids explore the entrepreneurial life. Now, the book of the week, Riley already talked about it. Now, full disclosure, I haven't read this book yet because it hadn't arrived to me yet. But I guarantee you, just from knowing Riley and how he's doing, the work he's doing, this book is going to be packed full of wisdom and insight. So it's called The Kingdom Entrepreneur. Now, he mentioned it on our conversation for our Wednesday episode. So that link is there. There's also a link in this episode as well. And this is our featured book of the week. So you go straight to our book of the week page on our website. You can get your copy of that as well. So guys, I know Riley cannot wait to dive into this one. I know for most, pretty much 10 times out of 10, but if I recommend a book, it's one that I've read already. But this is one that I'm going to read. I promise you that. I'm just waiting for it to come in. So looking forward to that book from Riley. Highly support him, the things that he's doing. Love, again, his heart as well as his passion for helping those that want to grow that entrepreneur mindset. All right, for our dad jokes this week. All right, here we go. I'm very excited for these two. Dad joke number one. What's the best part of living in Switzerland? I'm not sure. But the flag is a big plus. All right, guys. So that's number one. And number two, needed to. This number two is probably my favorite dad joke of all time. It's so good. It's hard for me to get through it, particularly when I start thinking about my older girls, Chloe and Ava, how much this makes them laugh. But anyway, here we go. I'm going to try to get through it. I need to pee at the pool today, so I did it in the deep end. The lifeguard blew his whistle so hard, I nearly fell in. So there you go, guys. Number one, what's the best part of living in Switzerland? I'm not sure, but the flag is a big plus. Number two, I needed to pee at the pool today, so I did it in the deep end. The lifeguard blew his whistle so hard, I nearly fell in. So guys, you let me know which one lands best for you. I had to get approval from the wife just to give you the number two there, but I think you know where my vote's going to be cast this week. So anyway, if you don't like those jokes, come back next week. Maybe we'll tickle your fancy there. But anyway, hopefully you did. Hopefully you got a smile. And if you have a potty mind like me, apparently, number two, definitely check the right box. Anyway, so let's think about this week's question. I've asked it to you for two episodes now, but I really want you to think about this, fellas. Do your finances reflect a kingdom mindset? Do they? Do they reflect a kingdom mindset? Because if they do, the actions you start taking right now are really, really important. So I pray the resources we gave you this week will help you understand what does that look like for you? How can you start developing and living out a kingdom mindset today? Because we're only promised today, guys. There are no promises for tomorrow. There's no promises from 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. There's no promises. We're given today. So are we reflected today in our finances, a kingdom mindset to do the work that we've been called to do? So guys, I pray these conversations this week helped you grow. I pray they helped you just untap and think about the world of entrepreneurialism, what that could mean for you. Maybe you're just W-2 and like, look, I get it. And you're saying, well, Chris, this doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. There are so many different things you could be doing outside of your W-2 job. Start putting yourself in a position to win at an even greater level. And I pray this is open your eyes at least to what that potential could be. And then I would encourage you to take the action. Look, get with wise counsel, join the Lion Within Us community, bounce it off of our guys. We're going to be straight up with you. We're going to give you wise advice and we're going to bounce everything off of God's word. So again, if you want to do that, though, you need to be in the community, okay? So go to thelionwithin.us. join our community. You have all our resources right inside that, okay? I would ask that you give us a rating and review for the podcast. If you haven't done that yet and you've listened to the Line Within Us week in and week out for a year now or 6 months or whatever, and you haven't given a rating and review, why? Why have you not done that? Seriously, I don't write the algorithms. I just tell you how they work. And the ratings and review make a difference. Two sentences. That's all you got to do about how you enjoy the show. Give us a 5-star rating. That would be wonderful. Seriously, guys, that stuff does make a difference. So I pray this has served you well. I pray that you go to our community, thelionwithin.us. Join us. It's a 30-day free trial. You have all our resources. Let's you and I have a conversation. I'm in that community every day. We're engaging with guys. We're helping serve each other. We're helping each other grow. And we're being the iron that sharpens iron. That's what it's all about, fellas. Being the iron that sharpens iron. So I'm blessed just to be able to have the Lion Within Us out here trying to serve you guys, get to meet wonderful, wonderful, strong Christian men like Riley Meek, have conversations that make an impact. So I pray you guys have a wonderful weekend. Get after it. Next week, we're going to have some more great episodes coming out for the Lion Within Us prayerfully, and hopefully you enjoy them. But again, if these served you well, go back, share them out, because that's what it's all about. All right, fellas, get after it. Don't forget, let me know which one of those dad jokes landed well. If dad joke number 2 landed particularly well for you, you are fit for the Line Within Us. So I expect to see you in that community soon. All right, guys, so get after it. Have a great day. And don't forget to unleash the Lion Within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the Lion Within Us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the Lion Within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.